To talk about the future of America's carmakers, we turn to Jim Harbour. He was an executive at Chrysler for 23 years, starting back in 1957, and he founded the Harbour Report, closely read by the automotive industry. I ask if he thought it was a lack of long-term strategic vision that brought the Big Three to this point.
The American automobile industry made the cars and trucks that people wanted. They didn't make small cars because nobody was buying small cars. Understand, if you legislate that we're going to have small cars, somebody is going to have to ensure that the price of gasoline is $3.50 to $4 a gallon, so you're forcing people to buy them. Congress is not willing to do that. You have to have a government law that dictates that you must buy a small car. That's what the Europeans have done. That's what the Koreans and the Japanese have done.
Although it isn't that people didn't like the trucks and the SUVs, because obviously they certainly did. They were big profit centers for all three automakers in Detroit. But on the other hand, Detroit seemed to lose an entire category of cars, and those were the energy-efficient ones, and ceded that to foreign automakers.
Well, I hear what you're saying, except today everybody can criticize General Motors, but General Motors has more fuel-efficient cars on the road than Toyota does. Everybody's picking on Ford, GM, and Chrysler for large vehicles. But again, that's what the customer was buying. He was not buying small cars. Every one of these small cars are just sitting in lots right now because it's $2 gas. Until you put $4 gas in, have a gas tax, you're not going to sell small cars.
What about the perception that U.S. automakers are not making cars that are as well-built as foreign models?
Okay. Today, the quality of the vehicles coming out of the big three auto manufacturers is equal to or better than the Hondas, the Nissans, and the Toyotas. The Buick just won this year, was tied for first place with Jaguar on long-term reliability.
That may be so. The cars may be much better now, but perception can be everything in terms of taking on this sort of expense and buying a car. How can U.S. automakers get around or somehow change the perception?
Let me say this. I'm not a marketing expert at all. I don't know how you change the perception of the American people who think we're still building junk. And I know, I'm from the time that I was doing that. I was building the junk. We used to build cars with 8 defects, and we'd ship them out and ship them to the dealer. And we didn't hope he could fix them. We only hoped he could first find them. But today, the quality of the vehicles coming out of the big three auto manufacturers is equal to or better than the Hondas, the Nissans, and the Toyotas.
It's probably good to remind folks that the big three has also been burdened, unlike foreign automakers, with billions in legacy costs for health insurance and pensions. But given everything that's been going on in the U.S. auto industry, could this be considered a turning point for a revival of the auto industry? A lot of pain and some more pain, but a new beginning.
Let me say this. These automakers have made major mistakes, and I can quantify the major mistakes. If you go to Ford and General Motors, they have had too many brands. They made major mistakes dealing with the unions. Healthcare that was free and the most expensive kind. They have big pensions. They had a lot of wages. They had 5 weeks vacation, 15 days of holidays. So that was the UAW's focus. But that was two major mistakes that the big three made. Now it's come back to bite them.
Just finally, what does the big picture look like to you? I mean, in the sense, what do you see for the auto industry, say, 5 years from now?
In 5 years, if you can restructure General Motors, you're going to end up with a cash cow, because if the volume ever creeps up in North America from maybe 11 or 12 million back to 18 million, they will be doing nothing but minting money.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome, dear. Bye.
Jim Harbour is founder of the Harbour Report, which analyzes the auto industry. His autobiography, just out, is titled Factory Man.